No, okay, I got Chris and I got Mr. Harry Hottie here. Where were y'all? What time did you go out today and that kind of thing?
We left about 7:30, I think, somewhere around there, and muddy water coming out our pass moved down almost to Navarre, so we started fishing probably in about Navarre to maybe the Gulf Island National Seashore down there, uh-huh. and then moved all the way down, and we fished the bar. Water was beautiful all the way to Pensacola, and we got almost to Portofino, which is the first big condos, Portofino, which is in Pensacola Beach.
Yeah.
And just before we got to Portofino, it was right up on the bar like it's supposed to be. Absolutely beautiful.
About how far off the beach? I mean, so it was right there on that
Yeah, about
bar?
A pier length out, which is probably about 300 yards,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, about okay. 300 yards off the beach, probably in about maybe 20 feet of water.
Okay.
And just beautiful right on top.
Well, now, what did y'all throw at him?
Well, they don't have any eels yet. The eels haven't come in this year, so we didn't. All we had was some ruby lips, which are just a, you know, like a grunt. That's okay.
Is that you going,
yeah.
Is that you going off?
Yeah. That's so you know, just a fin bait, which is a ruby lip, is what uh-huh. they call a ruby lip. We threw at it and it missed it a couple times, swirled around on it, and then ate it. So it was very cool.
Okay. So you tossed out at it, and you were the man that reeled it in.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he did a great job.
What was it like?
What?
What was it like pulling it in? Was it hard to get in?
Good fight?
Oh, yeah, very good fight. And fish is very strong. And water is warm. Uh-huh. This fighting that this 70-pound fish is nice.
Yeah. Now, this is, you went with these guys the last couple of years, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah.
This will be your fourth year?
Yeah, fourth? This is fourth year.
Yeah.
And we... Me and Chris, this is second time we got first cobia.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is lucky team.
I love it.
Now, last year he won the world championship for the fly division.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, now, yeah. Are you going to try some more of that this year, the fly fishing
for
the
cobia? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I fish here with full pool, in full pool next 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay, you'll be here. And you're from Finland, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm crazy fisherman. From Finland.
Now, how long do you come over here just for the cobia season?
Yeah. Well, me and my wife come here 17 January,
uh-huh.
and we're waiting when cobia season starting.
Starts.
And today is first day, and I love that.
And you'll stay until when? How long will you stay here?
3 months.
3 months,
and,
okay.
And we go home 18 April.
Uh-huh.
But I come back June 12th, and I fish tarpon 10 weeks.
Yeah, he likes, that's our new sign right there. But
yeah.
He likes fly fishing for tarpons.
Okay,
yeah.
well, what do you think of cobia fishing?
What I like?
Yeah, what do you like?
That's...
He said to watch the fish run up and grab the bait. It
yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. Cobia likes in the water.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful. It's awesome. And throw and you see fish eat.
Uh-huh.
This is moment. And
he said my hands and his hands were shaking.
Oh yeah. Chris like coast. White face and hand shaking.
Awesome.
That's awesome, yeah.
It's awesome, yeah. I love it. Now, was this the only one you saw today?
Yeah, we fished for just a few more minutes on the way back. We got up in the tower and kind of, you know, ran the bar on the way home. There was nobody out there, so
yeah.
We just kind of planed off. But it got kind of choppy, and I was like, let's just go home.
You knew you had a big enough one to get
yeah,
on the board, get
no
things
reason
rolling.
To be greedy, you know, and just bring it on to the house.